This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. At the G7 summit in France, a top Iranian official paid an unannounced visit to the gathering where leaders have been debating how to handle Iran's nuclear ambitions. France's surprise invitation of Iran's foreign minister was a high-stakes gamble for French President Emmanuel Macron, who is the host of the G7. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump is open to meeting with the Iranians.
The president has said before that to the extent Iran wants to sit down and negotiate, he would not set preconditions to those negotiations.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says the U.S. and Japan have reached an agreement on a trade deal in principle that will be signed in September during the U.N. General Assembly. Hong Kong police drew their guns Sunday night after protesters attacked officers with sticks and rods. The police also used water cannon trucks for the first time. That's an escalation in the summer-long protests. Earlier, a large crowd rallied in a park while a group of hardline protesters took over a main street in Hong Kong, lining up traffic barriers and cones to obstruct police. And the Taliban said it expected negotiations with the United States to conclude today, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. No information yet on what might have happened at the end of that meeting. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides were fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal is being negotiated with the United States. It will require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces. In Washington, this is VOA News. Israel's military struck inside Syria late Saturday and said it hit Iranian and Shiite forces that were preparing to launch killer drones. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Syrian air defenses responded to Israeli strikes near Damascus late on Saturday. Israel's military said its aircraft struck Iranian forces and Shiite militias that were planning to launch, quote, killer drones into Israel. A Revolutionary Guards commander denied Iranian targets were hit. But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wrote on Twitter, Iran has no immunity anywhere. If someone rises up to kill you, kill him first. Syria's army said most of the missiles were destroyed before reaching their targets. But a war monitor said two members of Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran, and one Iranian were killed.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Australia will send a warship and surveillance aircraft to the Persian Gulf to join an international effort to combat Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz. It's one of the world's most important shipping lanes. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia has for several weeks been considering joining the US-led military effort, which also includes Britain and Bahrain. Earlier this month, US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a visit to Sydney, urged Australia to join efforts to counter Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The government in Canberra has decided to send a warship, surveillance aircraft, and military personnel to join the US-led mission. The Navy frigate is scheduled to arrive in January. Officials believe any disruption to the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz is a potential threat to the Australian economy. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Pope Francis says the Amazon forest is vital for our earth and is urging prayers that fires there are quickly controlled. Brazilian government satellite monitors say more than 41,000 fires in the Amazon region have occurred this year, more than half of those coming this month alone. And former President Barack Obama has unveiled his summer playlist. AP's Julie Walker has details.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
Dobie Gray's version of Drift Away is one of the 44 songs Barack and Michelle Obama have been listening to this summer. The former president tweeted out his playlist, which also contains Drake's Too Good and the Sinatra standard I've Got You Under My Skin, as well as Steely Dan's Reelin' in the Years.
Are you reeling in the years?
Other choices are Mood Forever, the Lion King song with Beyonce and Jay-Z, among other artists, and such oldies as Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl. I'm Julie Walker.
Are you reeling in the years? And you're listening to VOA News.